Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
How can you decide what seminary you should attend? That's a very important question because you will carry this influence upon your ministry and upon your life for the rest of your life and for the rest of your ministry days. So your selecting a ministry, a seminary within the will of God is critically important. Obviously, it needs to be a Bible-believing seminary that holds fast to the inspiration and the inerrancy, the infallibility, the authority, the sufficiency of the Word of God. Do not waste your time going to a seminary that equivocates in the slightest bit on what the Bible claims to be, which is the written word of the living God. That is a non-negotiable. Your life is too short and your time is too limited for you to go to some liberal seminary where they play games with the Bible, because it's going to be seductive and it will have an influence upon your life, and you will be a different person when you come out of that seminary. So that is that's a line in the sand. That is a cornerstone that has to be laid. Now, moving on from that, I would ask you this question. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? What do you see yourself doing? Do you see yourself in a pulpit preaching Sunday by Sunday by Sunday, and perhaps through the week as well? Or do you see yourself in a supporting role? Or do you see yourself more as a counselor? That will have an effect, because how you answer this question, where you will be in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, will help answer what seminary you should attend. Because some seminaries are more of a rifle shot to the pulpit. Other seminaries are more of a shotgun, where it's a broader education that you'll receive. So if you are called by God to preach, then you need to go to a seminary that's going to have more of a rifle shot to the pulpit, where all of the curriculum and all of the training is focused upon enabling you to preach the Word of God. So that's number one. And then second, I would seek counsel from other ministers, other pastors. And I would begin with your pastor. Where did he go to seminary? What guidance and direction would he give you? Would he go to the same seminary again? Is there another seminary that God has raised up that would be a better fit for you? I would seek the counsel of godly men in this. Proverbs says that there is victory in a multitude of counselors. And then third, I would pursue an on-campus visit. There's just something about stepping onto the campus of a seminary that's different and goes beyond just looking at a catalog or going online and looking at pictures. I know what it is when I travel and I look up a picture of a hotel where I'm going to stay and it just looks incredible. And then I go stay there and it's like, wow, that picture must be 10 years old. This can't be the same place. You need to go on site. And not just that you're looking for beautiful architecture, but there is something more than just seeing. You need to catch a sense of what this seminary is all about, to actually talk to some professors, to talk to the people in admissions, perhaps even be able to briefly meet the president of that seminary, go into the bookstore, go into the library, see what's on the shelves, see what this seminary is all about. And then certainly you need to pray about this. And in prayer, we are humbling ourselves to the will of God for our lives. We're not giving God the agenda for our life. We're being submissive to the sovereign leadership of God in our lives and to be much in prayer. And then finally, you need to think through the logistics of going to seminary financially. What will this mean for your wife, for your children, to move across the country, to move across the ocean? Just think through the logistics. But I do want to say this. You'll only go to seminary one time, and it will have a lasting influence. And if I had to move across the country or around the world to go to the seminary that I felt would best train me for the highest calling of God upon my life, then I would do everything that I could to make that sacrifice a reality in my life. You would also want to think through just even, are you in a denomination? Are you in an independent church? Because you will be put into a circle of relationships that will also be conduits for future ministry. If you're a Baptist or a Presbyterian, then you would seriously want to consider going to a Baptist or a Presbyterian seminary. Or if you're in an independent church, then that's going to be a factor as well. But for me personally, that's a lesser factor than where I would receive the single best training to prepare me to preach the Word of God. Well, I know that God will work this out in your life. He is a make it happen God. And I would encourage you to seek His direction and His leadership in your life.